Jim Allister, the leader of the TUV, is with us this morning as well. Your reaction to this, Mr. Allister?
Well, I think we have to remember that arrests only can lawfully occur when there's reasonable suspicion of criminality. So what the position we're now in is that this murder investigation is going right to the heart of the DUP's partner in government, Sinn Féin, because you know, this is a triumvirate of individuals, these three, who are supremos within the Republican movement, and to find and to hear that they've been arrested pursuant to a murder investigation, I think, puts the DUP in a position where their shrinking ground has got so small now as to be untenable. And they really do need to come out from among them.
But as you say, as we've been emphasising this morning, Jim, arrests are not charges. Charges are not convictions. There is a presumption of innocence with all of these people who have been arrested, and many arrests that have been associated with this murder. Other arrests, people have been released unconditionally. In other words, they were innocent. So you couldn't expect the DUP to walk away based on arrests, could you?
Well, I think that Sherman fell before on the basis of arrest and suspicion. It's about the public credibility.
Maybe you can come closer to the phone, Jim. I'm finding it hard to hear you.
It's about the public credibility of the institutions. If you have a situation where three of the top men with all the baggage that comes with them are very involved with the Republican movement and its political wing, are arrested in pursuit of a murder investigation, then the niceties, of course, are important. But the public credibility of those institutions and of a party like the DUP, a law and order party, that sustains their partner in government in those circumstances, the credibility of that shrinks to the point where that party, I suspect, gets driven off the ground because there's nowhere else to go.
But you as a barrister would believe in due process. You can't call for the whole thing to come falling down based on arrests. No charges, no convictions.
I've been calling for the whole thing to come crashing down because it's not working, because it's incapable of working. I think this does just adds fuel to the fire, but this murder investigation has now gone to the heart of Sinn Féin.
I'll interrupt you because the First Minister has tweeted this morning, "These events were predicted in my statement on Monday. No one can be above the law. That is why we sought adjournment of the Assembly. We will do so again. Hopefully, the Ulster Unionist Party will support us this time rather than voting with Sinn Féin for business as usual." Liam Clark, that in itself is interesting because Peter Robinson saying he predicted this on Monday in a statement, that now explains those words that there was information not yet made public.